Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. I've got an article entitled, Here Comes Incest Just As Predicted. Here Comes Incest Just As Predicted. It's coming to us from Charisma News. Michael Brown is the author. Posted September 14th, 2012. The time is 7:25 a.m. when the article was posted. This is Pastor Sean Harris from North Carolina. And I want to take a look at this article. We talked about this numerous times in the past when we were going through the struggle in North Carolina over the same-sex marriage amendment banning same-sex marriage. Here we go. If all human beings should have the right to marry or simply to be with the one they love, as proponents of same-sex marriage constantly tell us, then why shouldn't adult incestuous couples enjoy that same right? Hollywood director Nick, and it's CASSAVETES, is the latest to say, why not? And I, for one, am not the least surprised. Simply stated, with the public endorsement of same-sex relationships, the endorsement or at least acceptance of consensual adult incestuous relationships is inevitable. And then the article goes on to present to us a series of dates and times and places. But before we do that, I want us to listen to a short clip from ABC News. Hold on. Okay, this clip is found on YouTube. It's Gay Veteran Talks to Mitt Romney, ABC News. I want you to notice the man's logic. I want you to pay attention to the way the entire conversation goes sour. And I'm going to interject a couple times throughout this short 3-minute clip. Let's get started.
Vietnam veteran.
Yeah. Wow. I have a question for you.
Yeah. Where did you serve, by the way?
I served in the Army in 1966 or 1967.
I was, I would have been a...
From college.
Yeah, I was just getting out of college. I graduated from high school in 65, and then I went to college for a year, and then I served my church for a couple of years. We're the same age.
Yes, we are.
We're the same age.
My
friend, appreciate your service. Yes, sir.
New Hampshire right now has legislation around for a same-sex marriage.
Yes.
And all I need is a yes or a no.
Okay. I support the repeal of the New Hampshire law. I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. That's my view.
Okay, that means that if you're in the White House, you will not support any form of legislation that would change that, so that servicemen would be entitled to benefits like a man and a woman. If two men get married, apparently a veteran spouse would not be entitled to any burial benefits or medical benefits or anything that the servicemen have devoted his time and effort for the country. And you just don't support that at all.
I believe that marriage is a relationship between a man and a woman. And the Defense of Marriage Act that exists in Washington today defines benefits for whether for veterans or for non-veterans as between married spouses. And for me, that's a man and a woman. And we apparently disagree on that.
But it's not how you feel.
That's right.
You do not believe that everyone is entitled to their constitutional rights.
No, actually, I think at the time the Constitution was written, it was pretty clear that marriage is between a man and a woman, and I don't believe the Supreme Court has changed that.
All right, what constitutional right are we talking about here? That really seems to be a unique argument. What constitutional right? Would someone listening to this podcast send me the amendment to the Constitution that is not being considered? All right, let's continue listening.
Get on with the news right now.
Oh, I guess the question was too hot.
No, I gave you the answer.
I'll have a good day.
You said you had a yes or no answer. I gave you the answer.
You did, and I appreciate your answer. And you know, I also learned something, and New Hampshire is right. You have to look a man in the eye to get a good answer. And you know what, Governor? Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day to you, sir. Thank you. You are right about that. Thanks. Good to meet you. Thanks, guys. Good to see you. Thank you. You too.
All right, so now the governor...
What do you think about his answer back.
He's not getting my vote.
What is your
you see, he told me that I'm not entitled to constitutional rights. I think a man and a woman and a man and a man should be treated equal. What the hell's the difference?
So were you undecided coming in today?
Well, I was undecided. I'm totally convinced today that he's not going to be my president, at least in my book. At least Obama will entertain the idea. This man is...
No way, Jose. Well, take your no way, Jose, back to Lazarus.
Why do you feel so strongly about this?
Because I'm gay. All right? And I happen to love a man, just like you probably love your wife. All right? And I think that he or she or whatever are entitled to the same rights that I have. I went and I fought for my country. I did my thing. And I think that my spouse should be entitled to the same entitlement as if I was married to a woman. What the hell's the difference?
Because you were talking to...
All right, so there we go. So it starts off very pleasant and goes nasty pretty quickly. And this is pretty much the direction that the article is going as well. You know, at what point does all this stop? Where does it stop? If we're talking about constitutional rights, where does it stop? Already in April 2007, Time magazine featured a major article entitled, Should Incest Be Legal? The article noted that critics of the Supreme Court's Lawrence v. Texas ruling in 2003, which struck down Texas's anti-sodomy law, argued that the ruling would lead attempts to legalize same-sex marriage and polygamy. It turns out, Time noted, that the critics were right, adding that plaintiffs were now using Lawrence to challenge laws against incest. In December 2010, when Columbia University professor David Epstein was charged with one count of incest because of his three-year consensual affair with his adult daughter, his attorney Matthew Galuzzo remarked, it's okay for homosexuals to do whatever they want in their own home. How is this so different? We have to figure out why some behavior is tolerated and some is not. In May 2010, Salon.com ran an article on gay porn's most shocking taboo, namely twincest. As expressed by one of the twins, my brother is my boyfriend and I am his boyfriend. One commentator wrote, I have total moral and legal integrity here. No sexual act that results from the consent of both parties should be illegal or immoral. Now consider what that statement just said. These boys apparently consented to do this. There is no possibility of deformed or retarded children. Therefore, it is not a crime or your business. But of course, not surprisingly, a colleague reported to me that on other gay websites, the same argument was frequently raised in support of the twins. Even more shocking news was reported in May of 2010. A 72-year-old woman and her long estranged grandson in England were going to have a child together through a surrogate mother, said the grandson. Phil, you can't help who you fall for, said his grandmother, Pearl. Phil's going to be a great dad. I've never in a million years thought at 72 I'd be pregnant. She puts that in quotes because, of course, she isn't. And in love with my grandson. I make no apologies, and I believe God's given me a second chance. In February of this year, Emily Yoffe, also known as Prudence, responded to a question or a column on Slate.com. Male fraternal twins who had been living together as lovers for many years wondered if they should come out and tell their family. After discussing legal and family matters, she closed with this counsel. When people ask when you're each going to go out there and find a nice young man, tell them that while it may seem unorthodox, you have both realized that living together is what works for you. Say, no, brothers could be more devoted or compatible, and neither of you can imagine wanting to change that. Gay activist Dan Savage seconded her advice. In several countries, incest laws are being challenged, most notably in a major case in Germany involving a brother and a sister who did not meet until late in life, only to fall in love and have children. Their attorney used the precedent of same-sex marriage to argue on the client's behalf. So that's really the issue. Where does all this stop? Constitutional rights? But what does that mean? Constitutional rights? The article concludes, in light of the above, which could be multiplied almost ad nauseum, Nick Cassavetes' comments shouldn't be so shocking. I'm not saying this is an absolute, but in a way, if you're not having kids, who gives a, and then you can fill it in, love who you want, isn't that what we say? Gay marriage, love who you want. If it's your brother or sister, it's super weird. But if you look at it, you're not hurting anybody except every single person who freaks out because you're in love with one another. Yes, isn't that what we say these days? Promoting his new movie, Yellow, which features an adult incestuous relationship, he said, "We had heard a few stories where brothers and sisters were completely, absolutely in love with each other. You know what? The whole movie's about judgment and lack of it and doing what you want. Exactly who are you to judge?" A gay man and his partner once asked me, "But how can you say our relationship is wrong? We're not hurting anyone and there's no victim." I asked them, "Who would you approve of two adult gay brothers having a relationship?" They both replied, "But that is so wrong." Yet when I pressed them further, they could not say why their relationship was fine, but that of two consenting brothers was not. And that really is the central issue. If there isn't a moral standard whereby we measure everything by, if there isn't a truth that is absolute, if there isn't a moral imperative that applies to all people from the Creator God of the universe, then where does this stop? I mean, that's the ultimate point that you as an individual need to come to. When you as a Christian are wrestling with, wow, I really don't know what's wrong with this. Okay, where will the new line in the sand be drawn? Where will the new line in the sand be drawn? That's what you have to ask yourself. If you're going to move the line, if God doesn't establish the line and you now move the line as is being done and as was being suggested by the veteran from New Hampshire, if you're going to move a new line, then who's to say that that new line can't be moved again and again and again? And what is the end result of all this? What is the end result of this? Either the line is established by a Creator God and is revealed in that thing that we call Scripture, the Word of God, which was referenced just the other day by our president, with the great comfort of no greater love has a man than he lay down life for a friend. So we're going to quote Scripture when it is appropriate and comforting and convenient. But beyond that, we would prefer not to allow Scripture to speak into our lives. Get this. Some scientists are now scientists. Now, this is a unique word. Some scientists now speak of GSA, genetic sexual attraction, which occurs between two adults who have been separated during the critical years of development and bonding and are reunited years later as adults. When they are finally reunited, they become captivated with one another, sharing similar physical features, likes and dislikes. Perhaps they could say, "My genes made me do it." Well, that's the ultimate right there. We're going to now give a new name to this sin. And that's where we're at in America. Dear Christian listening to this podcast, if you don't allow the Word of God to be the moral standard establishing the line that divides right from wrong, then who will define the line? And won't the line always be shifting? Thanks for listening. Have a great Saturday.